Hi kids, it's Pastor Chad. I'm up front teaching the adults right now about how not to worry, but we wanted to help you with this too. I hope that you enjoy the story and you learn a lot from it.
Paige and Elliot watched as their toys and all of their belongings were packed away in boxes and put on a large truck. Many people were helping, lifting couches and desks and bookshelves.
Man, this is heavy. I'm too old for this.
Why are we moving, Paige? I hate moving.
You've never done it before, silly. Daddy got a new job, so we have to move, so we won't be far away.
Elliot huffed and puffed and walked away. Elliot was very worried about moving. He felt like his life would never be the same. He worried about new friends and a new school. He worried about whether he could still play soccer. He worried about if he would like where they moved. Elliot worried a lot.
All right, everyone, let's go. We're headed to our new home. We're off like a herd of turtles.
Oh, dear, are you serious, honey? We're in a crammed car.
Huh? That was the sound of the truck or something.
Dad!
Though the car ride was long and cramped, and, at times, stinky, they all made it to their new home safely.
Well, kids, how do you like your new home?
It's beautiful. I love it.
I want to go home.
Elliot ran to his room and put his face into his pillow. He was not liking this new place. He was just too worried. The next day, a boy and a girl stopped by their new house to introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Regina. Wanna come out and play?
Yeah, hey, I'm Herbert. You should come and play with us.
Okay, that sounds fun.
Elliot, on the other hand, looked down to the floor. He was too worried that Regina and Herbert would not like him, he said.
No, it's okay. I need to unpack my stuff.
The next day, Elliot and Paige's dad walked up to Elliot with a soccer ball and said,
Come on, Elliot. I'm going to take you down to the soccer field so you can meet some of the kids who will be on your team.
Elliot looked down at the ground and sighed. He was just too worried that he wouldn't like his new team and that maybe they wouldn't think he was good enough. Worry had taken control of Elliot. Worry had made it so that Elliot was not doing the things he should do or the things he wanted to do.
Oh, it's okay, Dad. I still have stuff in my room I want to get done. So maybe later.
Elliot slowly walked away with his head drawn down. He walked towards his room. But before he could make it, he felt a strong hand on his shoulder. His dad got down and looked at him.
Elliot, do you remember at church when the pastor talked about how Jesus died for us so that we could be free from all the bad stuff of the world?
Elliot looked up at his dad with sad eyes.
Yeah, Dad, I remember that. Jesus loved us so much that he was willing to give everything. He must have been really worried.
Elliot, Jesus made it so we never have to worry. Jesus gave us the most important thing in the entire world. He gave us eternal life. He made it so we get to go to heaven and be with him forever. If we have this, Elliot, we have everything we will ever need.
Elliot's face began to brighten. And he grew curious.
Dad, does everybody know about this?
No, son, not everybody. So it's important that we share it.
So maybe I should play soccer and meet all the kids. Because maybe they need the most important thing in the world, too.
Maybe, son. But you'll never know if you let worry prevent you from going out there and finding out.
Okay, Dad, let's go.
Elliot and his dad got into the car and took off towards the soccer field.
Dad!
Huh? What? That was the car.
In the end, Elliot realized that though moving can be hard and meeting new friends can be stressful, there is no reason at all to worry about these things when Jesus has already given us the most important thing in all of the universe.
I hope you enjoyed the story, and I hope in the future when you start to worry, you'll remember just how great Jesus is. It's now time for you to do the packet that we gave you at the door. If you complete it all and you show me afterwards, I'll give you a piece of candy.